I'll continue to work with the players that I've got, and you know that's probably a question for above me to answer, because it, as I said, there, you know, part of my job was to help coach with my staff, coach and develop the boy, and then you know let him go if that's the case, and it's all almost done to a wonderful football club in Bayern Munich by all accounts. So if that's all done and dusted, I'm delighted, and we'll just see what happens. We'll turn up tomorrow. Maybe there's a new player tomorrow. Who knows?
You're listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski, and Rick Dhaliwal on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Right now, we welcome longtime Canadian coach, soccer guru. I don't know if Michael Finley plays darts, but I bet you. Mr. Finley, how are you? We're discussing darts. Do you have a dart game? Are you good at darts?
Not bad. Years ago, it's a sign of a misspent youth, quite frankly. So
it would be, yeah. If you're good at pool and darts, yeah, you're not a doctor.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I would think. We're going to get into Alfonso Davies in a second, but I want to ask you about another 17-year-old. Were you not the head coach of Craig McEwen, our program director in soccer in high school?
That's a loaded question, Perry.
I know, that's why I asked. We just want a little bit of a scouting report. What kind of player was he at 17?
Well, you know, he was definitely, his first touch was a tackle.
yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, but you know, solid leader in the group, you know, led by example. How about that?
It's good. I wish I could say the same now as a program director. I don't know if I can go that far. I'm not surprised, though. I have a feeling when you got by him, you paid the price.
But he did have a different look when I was coaching him back then, you know. Things like hair and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Long hair. Are you surprised by what has taken place over the last week? And not that Alfonso has moved or is officially not yet moving. To the size of the club and the transfer fee that the Whitecaps appear to be getting?
I guess yes and no, really. I mean, I'm not surprised when you look at Alfonso and his attributes and what he brings, and I think, you know, it's no secret of what a club was going to see in him when they're going to move him to the next level. The idea of him going to somewhere like, Bayern Munich came as a little bit of a surprise. I thought maybe there might be a second phase move before that, but obviously, you know, a club the size of Bayern, you know, they've done their research. They feel comfortable and very positive of what, you know, what the future holds for him. So at the end of the day, I think everyone needs to applaud, you know, what the work they've done behind the scenes to see the potential in Alfonso.
We saw this almost, I guess, 20 years ago with Owen Hargreaves to make this move here over to, a lot of people say, man, this is an incredible moment for Canadian soccer. Hargreaves ultimately didn't represent Canada, but he was Canadian and went over. Why is this different, or is it going to be different at all? I just, like, people play soccer, people are engaged. I mean, there's no minor sport that's more participated in across the country than soccer, but it just doesn't translate from a pro standpoint. Why is this one potentially different, Michael, or can it be?
Oh, I definitely think it has. I think time has brought us to another position. I mean, Owen's situation is, a lot of people forget, Owen played for Canada at youth level. And one of the situations with him at the very early stages was he did not have the physical attributes to perform at the level that he was involved with, and where Canada Soccer at that time dropped the ball was there was not a program to continue to monitor and develop him outside of the mainstream of what the national youth teams were doing, and he went back into the system and was given that opportunity to go overseas and ply his trade. And the rest is history for him. But we didn't have, I think, the environment that technology and the globalization of football has done to the world for someone like an Alfonso Davies, where, as you just said, a club the size of Bayern Munich has come and found him. Owen Hargreaves moved to Germany and made his moves in sort of the trialist world, shall we call it. Now the world is providing an opportunity to come and view, see, and evaluate someone like Alfonso. So I think it's a much different situation. I think the game itself is demanding. You just said the word there, James. Professionalization, you know, is a critical moment for Canadian soccer at this point for us It gives Canada some legitimacy in terms of what potentially is out there. With moves happening on professionalization, hopefully we continue to build that. And so I think it is different. I think it's going to be a different situation. I think one of the key elements that Canada has always lacked is emulation for our players. We lack someone for the youth, not just to know about, but to try and emulate, to try and imitate. And now with being able to view him now in Bundesliga soccer or wherever he may be loaned out, or with the Vancouver Whitecaps, given the intensity of the press now, you know, youth players get that opportunity.
Longtime Canadian soccer coach Michael Finley joining us this morning on the starting lineup. James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski. Michael, I traveled for 6 years with the Vancouver Whitecaps, so got to know Alfonso. And I think of this moment when they were in Monterrey a couple years ago to take on Tigres in, you know, probably the biggest game they had played against a level they had never played against in some of the international stars on that team. Alfonso, if memory serves, got the start. He would have been 16. And he had the ball a few times in the first 10 minutes. And he had it too long and lost it. I remember riding the bus back to the airport with him, and I just said, you know, what'd you think? And he simply said, you know, it took a while to figure out, but I thought I figured it out. And it did. He looked a little calmer as it went on. His coming out maybe on a bigger international level was this time last year where you were part of the coaching staff at the Gold Cup when Canada had a good run. In coaching this kid, have you seen those moments where it does take him a while, but he always seems to figure it out? And is that what you would believe, that, okay, the next level of competition when he goes over to the Bundesliga, it will take a while, but he has that something where he understands the game and can figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, you put it right there, Perry, in terms of, you know, there's stages in the game for all players. I mean, Alfonso, definitely, as you mentioned, in his Gold Cup performance, and I was with the coaching staff when he made his debut against Curaçao, and have been involved with him for 2 years within the youth programs and things. And every time that I've had moments with him, he definitely does, you know, play with this sort of reckless abandonment that people love to watch. And sometimes that's not successful. That's part of the learning process and part of the experiential part of his development. But he does, at the end of it, sit and evaluate his own performance. And that, I think, is critical and key for him to do well at the next level. Because this is one step that he's taking when he joined, the Vancouver Whitecaps as an academy player. Then he made another step into international football at youth level. Another step in international football at senior level. Another step, you know, professionally, from a club perspective, playing in the MLS. So this is just another step. So it will be an interesting process. There's no doubt he is going to be challenged on numerous levels for him. The glaring positives are his physical attributes. We all see those. I don't think he hides them very well, obviously. And now will he be able to connect that with the intellectual part of the game and the environment that he's going to be in?
Michael Finley with us here talking Alfonso Davies here on Sportsnet 650. Michael, tell me this. There's so much talk about, you know, hey, look, it's a win for MLS. It's a win for the Whitecaps financially. The Bayern Munich's getting themselves a hell of a young talent, and it's a win for Alfonso Davies going to an intergalactic team, one of the legitimate club heavyweights internationally. But how important is it, or is it in your mind, that the Whitecaps reinvest as a team that's still relatively new here in this marketplace and still trying to grow? Let's face it. I mean, people talk about what a boom this is, what a break this is for Canadian soccer that a player like Alfonso Davies is going overseas. But how important is it for the Whitecaps now to try to reinvest some of that in your mind?
I think, you know, football's as much as we, my first feeling about football is a fan and passion and interest for the game to be entertaining and to keep us, you know, sitting on the edge of our seat. The reality of a deal that we were just witnessing brings home the fact that football is also a business, and a business that comes with a lot of responsibility. I think the club itself, who historically has not been one to be big spenders in the upper tiers of either transfer fees or wages. This definitely is a watershed moment for them. It's not every day that you're going to receive this sort of money. Obviously, it's going to. I'm not sure what the deal is structured at in terms of how they're going to receive that money, but at least the club knows now that they're going to receive 100% of this based on his homegrown status. So yeah, I think it's absolutely essential for them to evaluate what they think is their deficiencies and make those decisions accordingly. But also at the same time, I think they need to balance out that in terms of exactly how they're going to let that money bleed into the club and where it's best suited. So it's also not, you know, don't shoot from the hip here and go write a big check because you believe that's going to solve all your answers. So this is a very critical moment for the club, and I think they need to sit down and be very strategic. Agreed. About what they're going to do.
Totally agree.
Michael, thank you very much for your insight on Alfonso, on the soccer abilities of our boss, Craig McEwen, and I'm sure we'll do this again. Have a great day.
Yeah, it might be the last time after I've talked
to him. No. We're all in agreement of it now. We're going to bust him up. We heard about this career and how close he would have been to a transfer. And now we'll find out. Thanks, Michael.
Gary, thanks, James. Great
all right.
To talk
thanks,
to you.
Michael.
Bye-bye.
There's Michael Finley, great guy, longtime coach with the national program.
Sportsnet 650.